Joel 2:32. I've seen people set free with that verse. I don't care whether they were on drugs, alcohol, pornography, internet pornography, sex, you name it, heroin. I've seen them get set free. And nearly every time I ask somebody, what does Joel 2:32 say in the King James Bible? Well, I don't know. I never read it. Joel, that's a little bitty book. It couldn't have anything in it powerful. Hey, do you know God can take a book as big as the book of Isaiah and put one little morsel right in the middle that can change your life forever? Amen. Let's go from where we are right here in Matthew 4. Let's slip over to there to Joel 2:32 in the King James and look at what it says. And I love this first line. And it might happen. Oh, that's not what it said, huh, Tom? I didn't read that right. It said, and it shall come to pass. Now, if God says, and it shall come to pass, I like that. Don't you, Jack? I like, and it shall come to pass. Well, maybe I might not like that if I read on and see what it says. Maybe he tells me he's fixing to judge me. But let's see what he says. And it shall come to pass that whosoever, now I like that too. Since he didn't put your name in there, he put whosoever. So that meets me and you, doesn't it, Lucille? I mean, male, female, it makes no difference. No difference. I am a whosoever. And he didn't say all the guys that believe or all the girls that believe. Or he didn't say Mary, Jack, and John. He said whosoever. That's a wonderful thing. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord might be delivered. Yeah, it must be the way we read it. You know it? Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I mean, I remember years ago when I was teaching a Sunday school class over here in the Baptist church, one of the young men walked in there as he walked by me. His name was Ed. He walked by me and I said, Ed, you stink like a nicotine factory. I mean, you know, like Dave keeps telling me, Pastor, you would fail your care class in college. You know, that's not the way you do it. Well, I mean, he smelled like a nicotine factory. He stunk. So I'm just telling him the truth. I said, you need to stop smoking. You're killing your body. He said, Thurman, I know it. I know it. But he said, I've been smoking for 25 years. I have tried everything known to man to quit smoking, and nothing works. I said, I got something that'll work. He said, what's that? I said, Joel 2:32. He said, well, I don't have any idea what it says. Now, why does it not work for him? Because he don't know what it says. So I quoted, I said, this is what it says. I didn't even have him read it. I said, this is what Joel 2:32 says, and it shall come to pass. I said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I said, you want to be delivered from that? All you got to say is, Jesus, I want to be delivered. And he said, Jesus, I want to be delivered. I said, you devil of hell, you got to leave now in the name of Jesus, and you can't come back. I said, Ed, I put my hand on his shoulder. I said, I guarantee you, in the name of Jesus, you won't never smoke another cigarette. And guess what happened? He never smoked another cigarette. That scripture delivered him, just like it says. Isn't that something? That God puts these little morsels, these little golden nuggets, and you got to dig for them. That's right in the middle of this little tiny book of Joel. Only three little tiny chapters of this little book. You can read it all in 3 minutes. But you can read it 100 times and never find that. You know that? You've got to be reading it prayerfully. God, I need revelation and wisdom and understanding from your word. Is that right? Why do you think Paul told us that so many times in his word? When he said, pray for each other and pray that they'll get revelation, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from the scripture. Well, if we pray like that, what do you think God's going to do to us? He's going to give us the same thing. But he's still a faith God. He's not going to just walk by and drop it on you just because you're one of his children, is he, Tom? He's going to make you work just like he did all the rest of us, right? And if we happen to be lazy or sluggard, we don't get nothing, do we? And so we live our life and don't know nothing. But when we get a hold of these truths, then this is such a powerful thing. It shall come to pass. I mean, I have seen people delivered. I have no idea how many people I've seen delivered. I mean, I will have to say, when I was in Norway, first time somebody come up and needed to be delivered, I said, let's turn to Joel 2:32 and see what it says. So the guy turned his Norwegian Bible to Joel 2:32, and he read it. And then I said, well, translate that to me in English. And he did, and I said, no, that's not it. He said, yeah, that's Joel 2:32. I said, no, something wrong. You're in the wrong place. He said, Joel 2:32. And he read it, and he read it to me in English. And I said, that's the wrong verse. I said, that's not it. So he read the rest of the verses in Joel 2, got over to Joel 3, and read down to verse 5, and Joel 3:5 was that verse. I said, praise God, there it is. It's in a different place. The Norwegian Bible, in Norwegian, Joel 2:32 is not in Joel 2:32. It's in Joel 3:5. Isn't that something? I don't understand that. Don't ask. All after that, whenever we get somebody delivered in the Norwegian Bible, I say turn to Joel 3:5, and let's see what it says. Kind of confusing, isn't it? Yeah. But the difference between translators and whatever. But it was in there, but it wasn't in Joel 2:32. But in the King James, it has worked. I mean, tell you, it worked marvelously well in Joel 2:32 in the King James for people all over America, and Joel 3:5 worked marvelously well for the Norwegian people. It's the same thing. God is awesome, isn't He? But don't you love this where He says, it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Don't you love that? You know, that's a verse worth hanging on to, right? I have seen so many people delivered from that. All they got to do, I'll just tell them, there it is. Read it. And they read it, and then I say, you want to be delivered? Yes. I said, well, call on the name of the Lord. Lord, I want to be delivered. And bam, they get delivered. It's just that simple. Now, what did He send to deliver us and heal us? His what? His Word. And to them that find my word. Let's go to Proverbs 4:10 right quick. Let's look at this. Proverbs 4:10. And let's see what Proverbs 4:10 says. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings. Now, how are you going to know what His sayings are if you don't study the word? You can't know. But you get my sayings, and He says, and if you receive my sayings, that means obey them, what He's trying to tell you, then the years of your life shall be many. Does that mean you're going to live forever in the flesh? No. Still going to die somewhere. You know, who knows? How many of us would like, how many people that you know, as long as they're well and healthy, is ready to go home to be with Jesus? No, we're not ready. I mean, I'm kind of like the guy that the guy's preaching, and he says, everybody wants to go to heaven, come down here. And this one guy, he sat back there, and he didn't. He said, sir, aren't you ready to go to heaven? He said, well, yeah, I want to go to heaven, but I thought maybe he was getting a load to go tonight, and I didn't want to go. That's kind of the way we are, isn't it? I mean, yeah, we want to go to heaven, but to get there, we got to die to get there, don't we, Tom? We do. And right now, I'm not ready to go. You know, I've got things I want to do on this earth. I want to do more teaching of God's Word. And one day, I know that when He's ready, He'll take me home. I know someday I got to die. It's just a fact, you know, unless the rapture comes. Now, if the rapture comes first, then I'll be transformed and changed instantly. You know, so that's okay. Somebody said, I don't believe in the rapture. I said, okay. He said He's coming for those that believe it, so I believe it. If you don't believe it, hey, you can stay here. No, if you don't believe it, you're one of my friends. As I leave, I'm going to take your hand, take you with me anyway. I ain't going to leave you here. So praise God. Okay. Proverbs go down to 4:20 and 20. Yeah. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear under my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Verse 22 and 23. For they are life. What's life? Words. For His words are life unto those that find them. Unto who? It's just automatically that Lucille's going to live to be 100. No, it ain't automatic, is it, Lucille? You're going to have to find His words and stand on those words, right, girl? He says, if you find those words and obey those, and it said it will bring health to all your flesh when you obey His words. Do what He says. Then he says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Your heart. Your heart. That's why I asked God years ago. I said, Lord, I've been a mechanic. I worked as a mechanic for a long time. I worked on a lot of dirty engines, and especially those old cylinder heads that get so hot and that stuff cakes on them. I'd put them over in a vat, and I'd take a wire brush, and I'd scrub and scrub and scrub to get them things clean before they come out with this acid stuff that cleans them so good so quick. And I thought about that one day when he says, create in me, David was praying. He said, Lord, create in me a clean heart. I said, Lord, why don't you take that Holy Ghost as a wire brush and go in my heart and clean that thing, clean with your Holy Spirit? Because I can only imagine the darkness is in my heart, you know? Can you imagine? I'm sure none of y'all are like me. None of y'all have any darkness in your heart, right? I think we all have some in there. And probably when we started, it was all dark, don't you think? Pitch black like night. But as God goes in there with the Holy Ghost and you take the Word and He starts scrubbing you inside of your heart, as you study His Word, you learn more and more and more, and all of a sudden you begin to get a clean portion in your heart. And finally, as you continue to stay in that Word, one day He looks at your heart and says, oh man, you're totally clean now. You're pure and holy. I can use you now for my glory. Is that where we want to be? That's where we want to be. Okay, let's go back to Matthew 4, where we were there, where the devil's coming to tempt Jesus. He said we're to feed on every word of God. Every word. Do you know, when he tells us we are to feed on every word in God's Word, you know, there's some people that have never even read the Bible one time, and some have been Christians for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Never read it. Not one time. I had a couple come here one time from New Mexico, a man and his wife and their son, and they were all sick. They'd been watching me on GLC. And he come here and he says, you know, we've been listening to what you say. And he says, we all are sick and we all need to be healed. Everyone. I had a 15-year-old son and a mother and a father. First thing we do is got to get rid of some sin. So we begin to talk about this. And of course they said, we've been listening to you, so we have been trying to repent of sin.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Serve Only Him in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.